Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try another one from Arvon Brewing Company, because I can't read it on here, 2x Blackcurrant Double Kettle. This is a fruited sour. It's purple and like a dark purple, then the notes are in black. Like, who can read that? Like, I can't, sour something, sour ale, like, you can't even read that. They should have done it in white or something like that. $6.49. I did pick this up at Hoffman Street Grocery. Per Untappd, it's saying 8%. Okay, here you go. So Untappd says it's 8%. This can says it's 6%. So I'm going to go with 6% since that's what's on here. It is better looking. They should have just used that same text there. It doesn't really say anything else. Cuddled sour loaded with heaps of black currant. Keep cold, drink fresh, no date, but they want you to drink it fresh. How are you supposed to know the date or if it's fresh if you don't put a date on the can? I've never understood that. Okay, let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, and see what we have. Holy cow, Batman. There's definitely currants in here. I can't even tell which way the can is. Like deep red, almost purplish colored head on there. About a finger of head right now. Most of them are compact like dish soap, but I do have a couple medium-sized bubbles in there. Purple, red, deep dark purple is what I'm going with. It's a cool color. Let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, that you definitely get that black currant, a little fruitiness in there. Like stinky fruit, kind of. That's usually what I get out of the black currant ones that I've had before. Okay, I'm back. Battery died. Not sure how, since this is only the third review. And I just took the batteries out. But, that black currant, real black currant smell, a little fruitiness, maybe a slight tartness coming from there. Kind of stinky fruit. I don't know if I've already said that. I'll have to split it somewhere. But smells the part. The one that really sticks out in my mind, is it Tool? 1,000 tons or 100 tons of black currant or something like that. That's what this reminds me of. Just more sourness, tartness coming from there than what the other one had. So let's go ahead and taste. Like a sweet dark fruit, seedy fruit, blackcurrant. But when it goes to the back, it's like that sweetness kind of falls off in the sour tartness really kick up. Smooth, tastes good. I think it has a good balance of sweetness up front, then that tartness kicks in. It does leave a weird taste in my mouth, but that's how the other black currants, at least from what I remember, that's how they leave. It's a very like sour fermented fruit. Is what I get. Dark, seedy fruit. Hopefully my teeth aren't this color. pretty good. On this one, I would have to go with a 4.25 out of 5. It's good. I would drink it again. Would I buy a 4-pack? No. I think that sweetness, that sourness, and that aftertaste of that dark, seedy fruit would just be overpowering, and I don't think I could drink more than one of these. But yeah, overall, good beer. Let's check Untappd real quick, see what people are saying. None of my friends have had it. 73 have checked it in. 4.36 out of 5. Let's see if anybody said anything. Love Black Currant, but the thickness on this is amazing. It is a little thicker. It would, I should say, for a kettled sour, it is on the thicker side. Amazing tartness, jammy with fruity pucker. Okay, that's what it is too. It's very dry. It is, I read this other guy's. He said a dryness that makes you go back for another sip. It is dry on the back end too. Yeah, everybody's liking it. So yeah, definitely one I would say if you're into black currant, kettle sour beers, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.